Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching entitled, Don't Limit God, was recorded at our 2009 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
In Romans chapter 8, verse 24, it says, For we are saved by hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, what doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. If you were here this morning when I was talking out of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18, Paul said, While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. Paul was talking about seeing something that you can't see. How can you see something that you can't see? It's through your imagination. It's with your heart. And when this is talking about hope, it says, For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man sees, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. You know what the Lord spoke to me? Hope is a positive imagination. The word imagination is used primarily to describe the negative use of your ability to picture and see something and conceive it. When it's used in a positive way, the Bible is always speaking of it as hope. Hope is something that is not present tense. As a matter of fact, if you look the word imagination up in the dictionary will define imagination as your ability to see something not present or real. That's what the dictionary defines imagination as. That's exactly what hope is. Hope is the ability to see something that isn't real right now. It's not a reality right now. It's off in the future. That's what this is talking about. So I believe that every time that the Bible speaks of hope, it's actually talking about your imagination, your ability to picture and see something with your heart that you can't see with your eyes. You can't see it now, so it's not what you'd call reality. It's in an unseen realm. It's hope. It's imagination. And the scripture says that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. So faith gives substance to things that you have hoped for or have imagined. If there is no imagination, faith can't bring it to pass. Faith can only produce reality to something that you have already conceived in your imagination and you have this vision of it. Where there is no vision, the people perish. If you can't see it, then you can't get it. And I tell you, most Christians, I don't believe, have understood this. And so because of it, they take little truths like, by his stripes I'm healed. And they say, oh, I've got it, I'm healed. But they don't ever meditate on that. You have to let it sink down into your deep thought. That's what this word, understanding, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 18, the word dianoia, it means deep thought. You have to not just take a shallow thought, but you have to let those things become so real that it sinks down and it changes the way you see things. It affects your image. You know, every one of you have an image of who you are. You see yourself a certain way. And I'm not talking about your physical body, whether you're male or female, what color your hair is, whether your hair is long or short or whatever. I'm talking about you see yourself and what you can do. You see yourself as a winner or a loser. You have a positive or a negative image. And it fluctuates. It's based on a lot of different things. But see, you need to take the Word of God. This is the reason that teaching on spirit, soul, and body, finding out who I was in Christ, totally changed my life. You know, I don't consider myself to be a kid that was abused and had bad things happen to me, but just like anybody else, I had things happen that affected me. And, I was just talking about this recently, that my mother, I guess in jest, she was a school teacher. And when you took those aptitude tests, you know, my brother, he scored 164 on his IQ test, which is higher IQ than Einstein. And he's just brilliant. And he's a genius. Well, somehow in conversation this came up. I said, well, so what was my IQ? And she says, 88. She says, you're a borderline idiot. And did you know, I just mentioned this to my mother a couple of years ago. And she says, oh, that was never true. And I said, yes, it was. You told me. And she says, well, I must have been kidding. I've grown up my whole life thinking I was an idiot. Borderline idiot. It didn't really bother me. It's like I was a functional idiot. Amen. So it didn't bother me. But you know what? I had this image on the inside. But when I got turned on to the Lord and God showed me who I was in Christ, I all of a sudden changed that image. I used to feel inferior and unable to do all kinds of things. I was very intimidated and insecure. And when I got turned on to the Lord and found out who I was in Christ, it changed the way I saw myself. My brother was a mechanic. When he was 14, he took a car apart down to the last bolt and nut just to see if he could put it back together. And he did, and it ran. And so, there was a sibling rivalry, and my brother was a mechanic, and he tried to teach me to be a mechanic, and I wasn't going to be a mechanic because my brother was. So I went the other direction. I've never known a thing about mechanics. But you know what? When I got turned on to the Lord, I would pray over things and fix them. And God would show me how to do it. I remember that we had a little wooden thing that you pick up. It was engraved with grapes and things like this on it, and you picked it up. It was a music box that it would automatically play. Well, it wouldn't play. And I just started praying over that thing. God, I know that the Spirit on the inside of me is sharp enough to tell me how to fix this thing. And I took it apart and prayed over it and began to fix it. I began to start doing things. And you know what? I've changed the image on the inside so that now you could take me and put me into any situation. You could put me to work at McDonald's flipping burgers. And you know what? I'd own that thing soon. I'd become the manager and I'd own the thing. I'd prosper. It doesn't matter what situation. You can put me into any situation, and I firmly believe that because of the favor of God on my life, I would prosper, I would succeed, I would rise to the top. I have totally changed the image that I had on the inside by the Word of God. And it's amazing how many people don't do that. They can quote you a scripture that says that we overcome through the blood of the Lamb, but they haven't seen it. They haven't taken the Word and changed the way they see things. This is what I'm trying to get across, that if you want to take the limits off of God, you're not going to have to just grab pieces of information, but you're going to have to get it into your deep thought. You're going to have to spend time meditating and letting the Word form a picture on the inside of you of who you are and what you can do. And most of us have a distorted picture because somebody said you had an IQ of 88. You borderline moron. And you've accepted something like that. And you know what? It's formed an image on the inside of you. And you have a ceiling. And you wonder why. You get promotions and you just can't seem to take advantage of it. It seems like there's this glass ceiling. And regardless what happens, you only go so far and then something bad happens. That's because that's the way you see yourself. You'll never go above the way you see yourself. You'll never prosper above that. Some of you have been raised because you were poor, because of color of your skin or something. You've been told you couldn't do this or this couldn't happen. You've looked at yourself as a second-class citizen, and it doesn't matter what your IQ is, what your aptitude is, what opportunity is given to you. You're going to fail because you see yourself as a failure. Amen or oh me. And you know what? Nobody else can make you see yourself a certain way. They can say things, and if you let them, those words can affect you, but you can sit there and choose to see yourself the way God sees you. But it takes effort, and you have to understand what you're doing, and you have to recognize some of you are praying for victory and success, but you see yourself losing. And you wonder, why is it so hard? Because you are trying to be something that you don't see yourself being. You got to see it on the inside before you see it on the outside. You've got to conceive it. And you've got to use your imagination. So, to take the limits off of God, you need to take the Word of God. And whatever it is that God has spoken to you, whatever you believe that God has told you to do, and get a sanctified imagination. an imagination that's influenced by what you're reading in the Word of God and what the Holy Spirit is speaking to you. And you need to take the Word of God and meditate on it until you can see what God is telling you to do. And if you can ever see it, it'll happen. You know, Jim was talking to me about some things today and said, well, next year let's do this. And I said, well, that sounds good. Well, but you know what? I can't see myself doing some of those things that he suggested. And I said, right now I'll have to say no. I said, I'll pray about it and maybe later we'll do it. But I just can't. I've developed myself in a way that I can't do anything that I can't see in my imagination and see it working out and figuring out how it all works. You know, when I built a deck on our house, I sat out there for days, weeks on a bucket, just looking at where that deck was going. And I drew pictures and I just saw that deck. I imagined all kinds of things. I saw it. I've been doing a lot of woodwork over the holidays with a lathe and building things. And I'll sit there and I'll look at a piece of wood and try and see what I'm going to do. I've got to see it. I wanted to make a vase, so I brought a vase that I bought for Jamie out and I set it there so that I could see it. And you know what? I took what I saw there and transferred it onto that lathe and made that vase. You got to see something before you can fulfill it. And we understand that in the natural realm. And we use this, but when it comes to spiritual things, somehow or another, we just throw a prayer out there and wish and hope and pray and don't understand that it's the same thing. If you don't have a blueprint on the inside, if you can't see it, you can't build it. You can't see it come to pass. Some of you are praying out of desperation that your marriage would be healed, but you've never seen your marriage healed. You don't see your mate being the person you're praying for them to be. You're asking God to do it, but you've never seen them through faith being that person. And you'll never see it on the outside if you don't see it on the inside. Some of you have never seen yourself healed. When you think, you imagine your funeral. You've already planned what songs they're going to sing. You've already thought about all of these things. That's what you see. That's the picture that you've got. You remember dear old Aunt Susie who had the same thing and the pain that she went through and how terrible it was. And that's what you see. And yet you're wanting to experience something different than what you're seeing. I'm telling you, if you want to change anything, change the way you see it on the inside by the Word of God, and then it will come to pass.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on taking the limits off of God. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for CD series R1060C or DVD series R3204D when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. You can also get Andrew's teaching as seen on TV by requesting DVD album R1060D. The fifth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK151 titled, You'll Do What You've Imagined, when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111, and our web address is awmi.net.